Now, if you check out our social media, as I said, it started the programme, you will see pictures and video and drone footage of cars stuck in the water, long queues coming up off the beach into the traffic chaos that is on the road that runs alongside Inch Beach. This happened on Saturday, but there was also problems on Friday, is my understanding of it. With me on the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil councillor on Kerry County Council, Councillor Mike O'Shea. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shirley. Good morning to your listeners as well. Good morning.
Now, we were hearing reports of this. We're seeing the pictures and the video. Some people got, more than a few cars got wet on Saturday, particularly. What happened, to your information? What went wrong here? An intensely busy weekend, first and foremost. There's always pressure on the traffic situation in Inch when it is busy and sunny.
Well, Jerry, I think I was around Inch those days. I was back in beyond Inch in business, but I passed Inch in those days. And Inch Beach was absolutely packed to capacity on those days you've just spoken about, with, I'd say, thousands and thousands of cars parked at the beach. They were going way down as far as the eye could see, and two and sometimes three rows of cars, well back when I passed from the tide. But unfortunately, if you don't know Inch, around 3 o'clock, the tide turns and it comes in heavy. But again, what happened? People panicked, I suppose, Jerry, like, and they sat into their cars, packed their bags, and took off. And for them, not one queue, but two queues, but three queues heading for the exit. And probably the queues then were sporadic. They stretched, I suppose, maybe 2 kilometres, 3 kilometres, 4 kilometres up the beach. And total chaos down at the exit onto the main road then. But if people knew the tides at Inch, if they waited and pulled their car backwards, the tide turns again very quickly. So it comes and goes very quickly, but it was mayhem for that period, for, I'd say, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't know about yesterday, no, but I experienced those 3 days. There was chaos at the beach.
Yeah, and then everyone is trying to rush on to get out. There's only one way in and one way out. And I saw other pictures we've shared online of the traffic gridlock on the R561, which is why people were stuck on the beach trying to get off it as the tide came in, and more than a few cars got wet as a result.
Well, it's not the first time, Jerry, that cars got stranded or overcome by inward tides at Inch Beach. It goes on for years now. And, you know, I suppose the week we had was definitely unprecedented. You know, it was a massive week of heat, with sizzling heat. And, you know, Inch Beach, a blue flag beach, so this morning, is iconic. You know, and worldwide recognised as one of Ireland's top beaches. You had a massive, successful festival in Puck Fair, back to road. So people were in Puck, they felt the heat, and they were heading for Raspey, heading for Cremorne, heading for Inch for a break from the festival to cool down. But there was probably, I suppose, Jerry, in those 2 weeks of heat, you're probably talking about 1 million tourists in that general area between McCurry and probably taking Killarney as well in the county, you know. So it was a massive, massive 2 weeks of tourists and people who were very, very active going to the beach and stuff. But having said all that, I would have to recognise the fact that Kerry County Council in Inch has provided a lot of services over the years with for adjacent or nearby restaurants who are providing excellent food and all that. Inch has come on an awful lot. And in all fairness, Kerry County Council had the enforcement officer on the beach. I've seen the wine jeep on the beach at all times during that period. And there was 2 general ops working as well. But they could do no more, Joy, but they were overcome completely with vehicles and people. There was queues of cars going into Inch Beach, until 6 p.m. in the evenings. There was cars parked from the beach to Foley's restaurant, bar and restaurant, at Inch on both sides of the road. So, like, even I left the beach at 4 o'clock on Saturday, or 3 o'clock, sorry, and I said to myself, if an ambulance or a fire brigade had to pass, they couldn't get through because cars were parked on both sides, and there were some cars parked on the curb, and there was more cars parked off the curb. So anything wide beyond 6-7 feet in width would not get through.
Yeah.
So it was dangerous, absolutely dangerous. But look, it happens an Inch a lot, and you know, so we have to tackle it. And in my, I've raised this with Kerry County Council on several occasions. I'm not alone. I, but my colleagues, and my two other colleagues in Meskerry have raised it as well. And Like, we've shown an example in Kerry County Council whereby in Castle Gregory, they have a very strong community down there, and they have argued with us and argued with Kerry County Council for years. And Kerry County Council, the last 3 or 4 years, have leased lands adjacent or near the beach in Castle Gregory to provide safe car parking.
Yeah, was that done on Saturday? Was that up? I know it was up and running, particularly because of the last couple of summers, there have been staycations, yes, and there were problems 2019, some problems 2020. The council then were trying to intervene and say, right, we will provide, we'll get a farmer's field, we'll get access to land close by the beach so people don't have to drive onto the beach.
That's correct.
Was that in place this year?
It was not, Jory, you see, it was not in place, and I just don't understand. No, I'm not putting blame at no one's door on this, but maybe they were refused when they requested the lands. Maybe they were refused, maybe they never asked for the lands. But they'll have to give us a report that that happened. But if Inch has to develop, it's like, it's an iconic beach, it's worldwide known, so it is something that Kerry County Council must make a priority in terms of sorting this issue out once and for all. It's going on too long. It's going on, Jerry, within like 30 years, this argument.
Yeah, I mean, 10 years ago, to be the story, there was a review of parking, a review of situation has to be carried out. Perhaps maybe a long-term solution needs to be found.
A long-term solution.
I have a comment in here from a listener. Once again, the Inch community and its visitors were left down by Kerry County Council on Saturday. It was most sad to watch all the cars on the beach trying to get off before the tide came in. A lot of cars got stuck, water got in, thousands of people on the beach and cars trying to get round them, a nightmare. When they managed to get onto the rod, bless the one guard on duty, council traffic management and enforcement officer were there as well on duty, two lifeguards. Surely tide times need to be visible for people to see on days like this, the most beautiful beach with no parking or proper toilet facilities. And that comes in from a listener who's not 100% happy with the council this morning.
And you know, Jerry, I accept that argument, but I do not totally agree with that argument. But I think Kerry County Council and the services that are on the beach are doing their utmost. But what I will say to you is this, that to tell that person that an urgent conversation must take place in terms of sorting out that issue, that is correct.
Yeah.
But the problem, I suppose, Jerry, about it is this, that having said all that, but you know, that the beach itself is so attractive that people will come from far and wide to Inch Beach.
Is there personal? Is a big thing? Is part of the problem? The tradition is there of driving onto the beach. You can drive onto the beach and you can drive off the beach, and people then not being aware enough of their surroundings, whether some of them are locals, some of them are visitors, to say, well, actually, do you know what? The tide goes out, but the tide also comes in again. So maybe this isn't the best place to park.
But you know, Jerry, my biggest fear and going forward is just that, you know, while we were used to that practice for centuries, where even before our time, where cars could park at Inch Beach. Now, the worry that I have, and I wasn't too in favour of the recent bylaws in terms of banning dogs on beaches, but it's okay, they're only banned from the bathing area where the lifeguards are, and the rest of the beach they have access to at all times. But the biggest worry that I have going forward, Jerry, that the powers that be will remove all vehicles off the beach. Then we're in trouble. Then we're in serious trouble when that happens, and that's not very, very far away at all. When the powers that be of the task and all those who recognise and who adhere to the blue flag
conditions,
conditions that they will remove all vehicles off the beaches, and that's going to create
pandemonium. Then you'll be met with a barrier at the entrance, and no cars, only authorised ones.
That's the bloody worry, Jerry. Yeah, and look, it's the bloody worry, Jerry. So look, all the council senior staff are probably back from their holidays in September, and it'll be the first thing I'm going to do in September is emergency motion about sorting out Inch ASAP. We have to do it, you know. Simple as that. It's unfair, and Inch community, it's unfair, and people who go to the beaches, and parent people who live around Inch, it's very unfair on them. It shouldn't be happening in 2022. Not at all. It's not acceptable.